And on this Tuesday afternoon, we're going to visit with Cindy Hendricks, head librarian at the Appleton Public Library. Good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Hey, a little cooler weather than we had this weekend. It was hot Saturday and Sunday, wasn't it?
I know, it really was. I thought I heard you, like, yelling, I think it was Sunday night, all the way from Madison, how excited you were about the cooler temperature.
That's right. It was a breath of fresh air. I love it.
It really was. I know, we kept kind of track of, like, oh, it's down to this temp, it's down to that temp, you know, and I love this. This is the perfect fall, really, is cooler temps, sunshine, all of those lovely things.
Yep, I agree. I love it, too. So hopefully it stays that way for a long, long time before the snow flies.
Totally.
Yeah. All right. Well, a lot of things happening at the Appleton Public Library. I see you got your street paved out in front of you, didn't you?
It is so exciting. Oh, I'm just so thankful that they got all that done right before Meander.
Yeah.
I mean, they were working on it quite a bit and finished it up. To be usable, there's still some work that needs to be done, but at least they opened it all up, so it's so much easier to get to the Appleton Library now. I don't know if you saw my post. I posted something on Facebook on how excited I was to see the pavement happening.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's really great.
And it looks great. It looks really nice.
It does. It so does. I agree.
All right. What's happening at the library, Cindy?
Well, we have a lot of stuff going on. In fact, this week on Tuesday, we've got our Friends full membership meeting. So all of the Friends who signed up to be Friends, want to be Friends and supporters of the Appleton Library, can come to a meeting on Tuesday the 7th at 6:30 p.m. to talk about the Appleton Library and what they can do to help us. Anyway, and then on the 8th, we have our Halloween Village in-person program for children and families. We're making a little Halloween village. And then on Saturday the 11th, Pastor John Ronsacker is having a class. It's an introduction to Linux. It's another operating system outside of Windows, and he has a class that he's doing here on Saturday that starts at 10 a.m., so you can give us a call to register for that. And then we're going to have our pumpkin decorating contest this year again. So registration for that starts on the 13th. On the 14th, we have an autumn succulent pumpkin arrangement class here that is for adults. We are having a Halloween hand puppet class for children and families on the 15th. A teen tween escape room on the 15th. And we're super excited to have author Frank Weber visit us here on the 21st at 1 p.m. We have an author talk and dessert, and then he's going to demonstrate a lie detector test. We are showing a movie. We, of course, got our Halloween party for children and families and a book club. I think we have like 19 things going on this month. I don't know why I couldn't put 20 in there, but I just didn't make 20. Kind of funny.
Yeah.
So lots of things happening. And then make sure that you check out our latest newsletter that was just released on the 1st. And it shows all the different things that have happened in September, as well as featuring the future things that are going on here in October. And then we've got a Meet the Staff page. So last month, you met our staff person, the children's librarian, Georgia. And this month, it's all about Julia, another staff person, a library assistant we have here. So, yeah, we want you to get to know our staff a little more. Some of you know them really well, some of our regulars, which is wonderful.
Right. Talk a little bit about the Friends of the Library group. What exactly is that, Cindy?
A Friends of the Library group is a support system for the library. So let's say we need a pair of extra hands. Let's say that we are having a special event, or they hold fundraisers, like we just had our book sale over Applefest, and we raised just under $400 with a book sale. And then we had a fundraiser selling geraniums earlier this year, too. So then they raise money to be used at the library for some special things that maybe we need that we can't afford to purchase, like some special toys or or different programs that we might want to have here, a variety of things like that. And so mostly what our friends have done now so far is they do some home deliveries. Our friends also take care of the Little Free Library that we have here in town. They are helping hands when we need to, like, decorate for Christmas. That is a really big deal because we have a lot of trees here at the Appleton Library. Or some people who want to be friends, it's just financial. They may want to just donate some money towards the friends group. Actually, to be a friends member starts at $10 a person, and it's a lifetime. So $10 of your money allows you to be a lifetime member of our friends group, and then that also kind of earmarks you as a supporter of the library. Those are just some little tidbits. I mean, there's little bits and pieces more here and there, but you can be as involved or not involved as you want. It can just be you want to donate the $10 just because you want to support the library.
All right.
And all that money comes back to the library.
Right.
We had used some of it to file for a 501c3 status because that opens up our ability to apply for money from different agencies that offer some money for libraries.
No.
So, you know, there's always little technicalities here and there.
Right, right. Well, that's a good group to have, that's for sure. So
it really is, and our friends are just a really great group of people that are always there for us, and yeah, it's been pretty good. It's been going pretty good.
All right, good. So let's turn our attention to what are people reading, Cindy?
Well, there's a lot of new books. There's so many new books right now in nonfiction. There are 7 new books in nonfiction, and I think there are about 10 or 12 in fiction.
Oh.
And a lot of the fiction books that are new out right now are fantasy, which is kind of interesting. Yeah, we've got some books that aren't fantasy, of course. It's Tourist Season by Bryn Weaver. It's a true crime investigator, comes to Cape Carnage in search of a serial killer. Quite the names. A local gardener and a handsome tourist pause their deadly ways. And then you've got, like I said, a lot of fantasy books. Jennifer Armentrout has a new book out in the Blood and Ash series. You've got a new book out in the Shepherd King series by Rachel Gillig. And Ken Follett has a new book out called Circle of Days. It's a priestess envisions a great stone circle put together by divided tribes by drought and violence may impede its creation. So just so many authors have new books out right now. It's hard to even talk about all of them.
Yeah, that's the time when new books come out, right?
Yeah, and honestly, a lot of people start thinking about Christmas at this time of year, and I think that's why so many books are being released, because you're looking for that next great read for your favorite friend or relative.
All right.
Kamala Harris has a new book out in nonfiction. It's called 107 Days. It's a former vice president recounts her abbreviated campaign to become president in 2024. And that's number one in New York Times bestseller list right now.
Huh.
Yeah, so that should be a very interesting read.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah, and there's some other nonfiction books that look interesting. Stories from a Stranger by Hunter Prosper. An ICU nurse brings together revealing stories told by an assortment of people that she has encountered.
Hmm.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I suppose I could write my memoirs like that, too.
Yeah, yeah, you would. No, I'd read that.
No.
I'd read your memoirs, Cindy. So. All right.
I think it'd be a pretty dry book.
No, it'd be interesting. Hey, how can people get a hold of you if they have any questions, and where you're located and when you open?
You can find us at 50 East Rooney Avenue in the beautiful city of Appleton. You can give us a call at 320-289-1681. Visit us on Facebook or our website. And, of course, stop in and visit us at the lovely Appleton Public Library.
All right, real good. Cindy, thank you, and enjoy the rest of your day, and talk to you next time.
Yes, thank you. You have a great week.
Cindy Hendricks, head librarian there at the Appleton Public Library.